This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Wayne Allen Root, Mr. RootForAmerica.com himself. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, Captain. Good evening and good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. And by the way, special shout out, give your dog Bubba Root a pet for us, because I'm a dog lover. I had a dog, lost him at Christmas time, unfortunately, but I'm debating whether or not to get another dog, and I'm thinking seriously about a cat, because I'd have to have a dog walker with the schedule I got. I'm like you now.
I know, but I'll tell you what, there's nothing greater in this world than a good dog. So
that's
you got to get a dog. Got to get
true.
A dog.
All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready, sir?
You got it ready.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag,
of
the United States of
America,
and
to the
Republic
for
which
it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, something that you won't get in a socialist government. Right, Wayne?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep harping that because we're going to get into that in a minute. But first of all, the president late today shielded the census documents from Congress with the contempt vote looming on AG Barr, and which they did, they came out of committee with that, but he exerted executive privilege on those documents, so they're not going to be able to get them for the census because they were going to try to make a big deal out of that.
Yeah, well, look, Trump is giving it to them real good here, you know? It's none of their business. First of all, let me tell you what's ridiculous about this. Congress has nothing to do with the census now. It's out of their hands.
Yep.
It's up to the United States Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they investigating what was in the census and what the census documents look like? That's ridiculous.
Yep.
The Supreme Court is about to rule one way or the other. We're either going to have the census question about whether you're legal or illegal, or we're not. Simple as that. End of story.
You're right. And I'd like to have somebody tell me what Congress has done for me or anybody lately, because I can't think of anything they're really doing. And by the way, John Stewart, God bless him for what he did yesterday, because I'm involved in that fight with the 911 firefighters and whatnot. You know, what the Congress doesn't understand, and what these commentators making their stupid comments don't understand, is that a lot of the people that were there at the World Trade Center didn't come down with the symptoms until 10, 11, 12 years later. It was in their system, the crap, the carcinogens and all that stuff, and it didn't show up until many years later. There's not one insurance plan out there that will cover anybody after they've left the fire service under those circumstances. Not one.
Well, that's why I sent a note to President Trump's people. Was it yesterday morning? I think it was yesterday morning.
Yes, sir.
The fly at this point and blend. But I believe it was yesterday morning, and I said President Trump should declare an executive action immediately that says that he is allocating all the funding necessary for sick 9/11 responders, first responders, and go right over Congress's head, and you'll be a hero to the American people. Everybody will love you for doing it, and it'll show just what idiots we've got in the United States Congress. So I said that to him yesterday. We'll see what he does.
You know what else it'll do? And by the way, they passed that in committee. It's going to a vote at the floor. It came out of committee.
I saw, because they got embarrassed.
But what else it will do is it will take every firefighter in this country, every police officer, every emergency medical tech, all the steel workers, everybody that was involved, and there was a bunch of them, private citizens too, down at the World Trade Center, and it'll put them in Donald Trump's corner for life. Life.
Well, but maybe he doesn't need to do it now. If the fact is Congress has been embarrassed and now they're going to act, then perhaps they took the steam out of my idea. I thought Trump should have just done it before they ever reacted, and that would have made him the hero, and it would have made them look very, very foolish.
Well, I want to commend you for doing that, because I had no idea you'd done that, and I'm glad you're telling me on this program, because we have a lot of firefighters, a lot of my brothers and sisters that were at the World Trade Center that are listening to me right now. So on behalf of them, I'd like to thank you.
You know, they're heroes, and we know that. We understand that. And every first responder who was there, and not just first responders, as you mentioned, iron workers,
yep,
and people like that, they all pitched in, they all cared, they were all patriots. What are you going to do, let these people die without any money and let them not be able to afford the medical treatment they need when they gave their life for their country?
Yep.
It's just, look, there are certain things that transcend politics. This is not right or left. This is just right, as in do the right thing.
Now, I don't particularly agree with the Quinnipiac poll. It leans left all the time, usually by 5, 6, 7, 8 points. It had a terrible record. They didn't get the last election right or anything. But right now, they've got a poll that came out that said 61% of those people polled oppose the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Well, I talked about that on my show today, and here's what I said. Quinnipiac is always wrong, but they're always wrong towards the left,
yep,
meaning they oversample Democrats, or they base their poll not on likely voters, but on any voters they find with a pulse who very often tend to be left. And they were very wrong in 16, and they're very wrong about Trump now, because the Quinnipiac poll is the one everybody quotes that says Joe Biden would beat Trump in the election. That's a lie. That's a total lie. I think Trump would win by a landslide.
Me too.
So they're liars, but if they oversample Democrats and come up with left-leaning polls, and they showed 61% don't want Trump impeached, then that one I believe in, because it probably should be 71 or 75%, and they're show 61.
Okay, we'll be right back with more with Wayne Allen Root. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir. That is Wayne Allyn Root. I got him on the phone here, and we'll get to him in a minute. But I got to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at your local GEICO insurance office. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can go to their website, geico.com, to find out where the local agent is near you. Or you can use that website to get a quote on your auto insurance, whether it's your car or your truck you're driving. They also can cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even your snowmobile. And get this, folks, you want help with your homeowners or renters insurance? GEICO does that too. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble host, me. And that's why I refer GEICO, because they do a great job. I've never had any problems with them. Anything they've said they were going to do, they've done. So GEICO, G-E-I-C-O. Check them out in the phone book or go to geico.com. Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Root for America, is here with us. And Wayne, I appreciate you doing that liner.
I appreciate you having me on the show. I really do.
Well, you and I
enjoy coming on.
You and I go back a ways. We've been talking for almost 20 years, it seems like, but it's 18 years I've been on the show, and you've been with me since day one. So, you know, and by the way, at the time, what were you doing at the time? You were doing interviews. That's what you were doing, interviews around the country. And
yeah, lots of interviews.
And your
and,
books.
You know, I remember
and your books.
My background was sports gambling. That was what I was doing in those days. I was the number one sports gambler, you know, and gambling advisor
yeah.
in Vegas. And those were the days when sports gambling was legal in one state,
yeah.
Nevada, but people did it around the country,
yep.
you know, with bookmakers and offshore books and
yep.
online books.
Mm-hmm.
But now, today, the Supreme Court legalized sports gambling last May,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be legal in 15 states or so as of September. and probably 30 by next September. So the country is really moving towards sports gambling. The world has changed. Cover story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday said Disney, Fox Sports, NBC, CBS, every one of them wants to get in the sports gambling business. Amazing. Mm-hmm. The world has changed.
Well, since you brought up sports, I was going to mention this towards the end of the show. I'm going to mention it right now. David Ortiz. I have no idea what the heck he got himself involved in or how this happened to happen, but they've discovered now the police in the Dominican Republic, an $8,000 murder plot with about half a dozen guys that they've brought in. They've charged one person, and they may be charging a second person in the actual shooting. What the heck is going on?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, don't forget there's other problems in the Dominican Republic.
Sure.
Six American tourists have died, dropped dead in their hotel rooms in the last year, and I believe four of them in the last 2 months.
Right.
And three of them were all drinking booze out of the minibar. They took one sip, and they dropped dead. So obviously someone's putting poison in the alcohol in the minibars, and there's people being murdered in the Dominican Republic, and it seems like it's all American tourists, but it's a bad situation. And then this guy gets shot. You know, Ortiz, the most probably the you know one of the five most famous baseball players in the history of the Boston Red Sox.
That's right.
And retired with like 535 home runs, something like that. Amazing guy.
He'd be a Hall of Famer.
What I heard, Captain, is that he was shocked by the level of crime in the Dominican Republic, and he literally made a public announcement that the police have got to crack down. They got to wipe the crime and the criminals out. And within days, he was marked for death.
Good Lord. Well, we certainly send our hopes and prayers along to him. Of course, he came back to Boston for medical attention. He was up and walking a little bit the very next day after his back surgery that they did for the gunshot wound. And I'm pretty sure we'll see or hear about him at Fenway Park soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I really do. But in the end, I got to tell you, any American tourist who visits the Dominican Republic at this point has got to, you know, got to be insane. Anybody who would go there would be taking your life in your hands. I would say that they just destroyed overnight their entire tourism industry. Gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. Not under these circumstances. No way in hell. All right. Well,
I wouldn't go to Mexico, by the way.
Oh yeah, there that too. That too. Now let's talk about Mexico. And here's how I'm going to do this. The Oklahoma legislature has agreed to allow the Department of Homeland Security to come to Fort Sill in Oklahoma, which is the artillery school where people go to learn artillery in the Army. And they did this once before, a few years ago. I remember that they sent a bunch of illegals and people that had lost, they did it once before, I believe, with hurricane victims, sent them to Fort Sill, Oklahoma to live in the barracks they've got there that aren't currently being housed by troops. And that's exactly what they're doing now with some of the illegals that are coming and to get them out of these overcrowded facilities.
You know what I don't get, Captain? I just don't understand why the President of the United States can't just wake up and say, I'm not taking them anymore.
Right.
Well, the minute they say asylum, we all know you have to let them in. Why?
That's right.
Who says you have to let them in? Why do you have to let them in? It's the law, but who says it's the law? Why not declare through executive action it's no longer the law and dare the Supreme Court to either agree or not? Let's see what the Supreme Court says. Why do we have to let people in our country? I don't get it. Build the wall and tell them you can't come anymore.
You remember he declared a state of emergency. I knew we had a state of emergency because we were getting some of them showing up here in Florida, all around the Gulf of Mexico, wherever they could filter their way in. Coming out of Mexico, sneaking into the country. You knew they were having a problem because you're in Nevada and they were coming up there and sneaking into Nevada and taking advantage of you. California, anybody out there knew they had a problem. And the Democrats go, oh, we have no emergency. But then finally, lately, the last couple of months, well, they agree that, yes, we do have a dire situation. They're not using the word emergency. But, unbelievable.
They still want them all to come in. They think the emergency is a humanitarian crisis. They think it's children dying.
No.
They don't think it's the fact that too many people are flooding in the country. Look, I've said this clearly. I don't think I've said it on your show, but I say it on my show all the time. The single biggest scandal in America today, in my opinion, is I believe Democrats and a few rhino Republicans, too, but mostly Democrats, are on the take from the Mexican drug cartels. Why do you think that they're acting the way they are?
Right.
You know, like Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes. Mm-hmm. I see nothing. I hear nothing. Everything's fine. I don't know a thing. Who says things like that when you're staring at the worst crisis at a border in the history of America, and it's a crisis, you know, literally an existential crisis for our country's future? There will be no future if you leave the border open and these terrible people are streaming in because of, not just because of murder. not just because of rape, but because of the services they use, the cops, the courts, the prison guards. There's going to be no money left for our children. We're going to be bankrupt. The whole world wants to come here. I don't know if you saw the study, Captain, but in Central America, something like 85% of every person wants to leave the country they're in.
Right.
And you know where they all want to go? They're not going to Russia.
No.
They're not going to China. They don't want to go to Mexico.
No.
They want to come here. You can't let the whole world relocate here. So my point is, anybody would stare at this disaster and look at it and go, oh, there's nothing wrong, I don't see a thing, is on the take from the Mexican drug cartel. That's the only thing that explains why their reaction is so strange.
Well, I'm going to tell you what a friend of mine who's a retired supervisor with the DEA told me the other day. He said the reason why the drug cartels are up to their eyeballs in the middle of all this immigration stuff is they use them as a diversion. As a diversion all along the border, because they'll flood an area with a bunch of illegals, and then they'll come in the back door in another side where nobody's looking, and in come the drugs or whatever else they want to bring in.
Right, but the point is you could solve it tomorrow with a wall.
Right, you're right.
And nobody wants to accept that fact. A wall with a bunch of drones, you know, thousands of drones patrolling the wall, nobody'd ever get in, ever.
And that's the way it should be. We have ports of entry, and if you want to come in, that's the way you come in.
But there's too many people, you know, primarily Democrats, but a few rhinos, who don't want this to end. And the reason why is somehow, some way, they're making money off of what's happening
at that
border. Too many people are profiting off what's happening at that border, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right, and you got my vote there on that one. Now, the president had the Polish president in country yesterday. They flew a ceremonial F-35 over the White House, which was kind of impressive watching that, because Poland is going to be getting 32 F-35s that they bought, and they're doing very well. They're a very good ally. They're going to have Fort Trump there, and the United States is talking about moving 2,000 troops into Fort Trump in Poland.
Yeah, well, that's good. Look, Donald Trump has made us a winner again. A winner, a winner, a winner. The winning goes on and on. As I said in my show tonight, just look at the stark differences in what's happening all over this country. Trump is, you know, got Mexico to blink, and he won the trade war with Mexico, and nobody's talking about it. Mexico agreed to put National Guard troops on the border. Mexico agreed to allow the people who claim asylum to stay on their side of the border while we decide and adjudicate in court. And they say, the rumor is, the third leg of that three-legged stool is Mexico's agreed that you can't come through Mexico from other countries starting now. You'll have to apply for asylum in your home country in Central America. You know, the first country you get to is where you apply for asylum now. So in other words, if you go to Mexico, you can't apply for asylum in America. You got to apply in Mexico.
Right.
So if you agree that Trump did a great job there, or you want to vote Democrat in California, the Democrats' new deal is that they want to give away free health care to all the illegals, and how they're going to pay for it. They're going to charge a fee, a tax, to all the regular, real citizens of America in California, American-born citizens who don't have health insurance. They're going to tax them for the crime of not having health insurance to pay for illegals to get health insurance.
Yeah.
So there's your two stark choices. Vote Republican or vote Democrat. There it is, lined up in front of you. Good luck.
Wayne, you've done it again. Everybody is chiming in here. I got all kinds of messages. I'll let the people know what it is. But I want to thank you very much for coming on. Look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
You got it. RootForAmerica.com.
All righty. Wayne Allen Root, everybody. And Wayne Allen Root has got the number one show over on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'll be right back. And if you want to call in, the number is 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During an interview, President Trump seems to condone foreign involvement in the U.S. election.
Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
He spoke with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI.
The president continued saying that accepting opposition research from a foreign nation like Russia is not election interference.
This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI.
The House Oversight Committee has approved contempt of Congress citations for the Attorney General and Commerce Secretary, Chairman Elijah Cummings.
Defying duly authorized subpoenas from this committee and refusing to produce documents required by those subpoenas relating to the 2020 census.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends who are with the Freedom Boat Club. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about the Freedom Boat Club real quick here. The numbers at the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay are going to tell you an amazing story, because when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you have access to over 400 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization of 185 locations located all across the country, with three in Canada and two in France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports, with two more coming soon. Right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or if you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000, for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Now, all you pay after that is a monthly fee. So just load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun on the water. Your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com or call them at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will save you some serious coin, and you won't have to own a boat again. All right. We have some breaking news here, and I'll read this the way that I have it, because there's been an undescribed incident in the Gulf of Oman. I'm not going to guess. I'm not going to wander. I'm not going to go there. I don't know what it is, but ships are being asked to use extreme caution in the area. Also, some are being asked to avoid the area. And I would dare say, and it's a guess on my part, I don't know, but I would dare say that this could be another incident with the mines that we've been hearing about when the Iranians, and they do believe it was the Iranians, turned around and hit those three tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Now, I'm guessing at this. I don't know for sure, but we'll have more, and certainly have alerted Denise Simon to this so that she can get working on this, because when she shakes herself out of bed here in about another 30 or 40 minutes, we'll get her going. In the meantime, during the breaks, I'll try to find out. All right, well, to the telephone lines, let's drift down over here. I'm not sure, but I think I've got Nelson up in Jasper. Is that right?
It sure is. Well,
what's up there, my friend?
Well, I'll tell you what. I wanted to pick up on what Mr. Root had to say in regards to the Democrats being on the take, and the idea is that he was making the inference that the only thing he could understand as to why the Democrats have given in and decided that they didn't want a wall after all, even though 10 years ago and so on, they said, oh, yeah, we've got to have a wall. And that was because the cartels had been paying them off. Well, you may know that last week that the Democrats and the Congress passed in committee a congressional pay raise.
Yeah.
And it's like, huh? What have they done?
Didn't make it to the floor for a vote, though, did it?
Not yet. Not yet.
No. Nope.
But the session's not over, so there's still hope for them.
Yeah, but if they pass that, if the House passes that, I find it hard to believe it would pass in the Senate, because I'm telling you, the people already believe that they're way overpaid.
Oh, of course. And that's the reality that of the world that they are not in, to think that it could possibly fly.
Well, Nelson, let me ask you a question. If you had a job and you were working for somebody and you weren't doing the job that you were elected to do or that you were supposed to do, would you think you'd be eligible for a pay raise?
Absolutely not. And I would pick up on that, but I wanted to go instead to what the Senate has done. And the Senate just passed a milestone of federal court judges, circuit court judges. They have just gone along with 40 appointments.
Yep.
That is a milestone. So the Senate is doing their work. And I bet you they aren't going to ask for a pay raise.
No.
But the Democrats are not doing anything, if I can say that. In other
you
words,
just did,
are,
and I believe
they
you.
They are obstructionist.
Mm-hmm.
They find out what is what the president wants, and they say, oh, I'm getting that. So I don't think that's worthy of a pay raise. I don't know whether you have time for a story, but I actually got a job as in a well, I was going to college in summer school back in Maine, and the idea was I was not qualified for it. I was going to be a carpenter's helper, but I wasn't much of a carpenter's helper either.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I went to the job that the man told me that I was hired for, and no one was there. And I waited there literally the whole day, I mean half the day, and nobody showed up, just me. Okay, so the next day I called up and they said, oh, we went to another job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to this other job, and they gave me the job. And then I argued with the guy that was running the show there, building the frame for the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you should not pay me as much as the other guys. And the guy, because I wasn't qualified, I said, you've got other carpenter helpers. They can anticipate, and they know their job, and they're doing it, and that sort of thing. And why pay me as much? And the idea, he said, was that if I pay you less, I will have more arguments than you can shake a stick at, so I have to pay you what I pay everybody else.
Yeah.
From then on, he and I were great friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I was serious. I wasn't worth what I was getting paid.
Yeah. Well, you were honest, right?
Absolutely. And of course, it was so obvious. I mean, but we got along all that summer. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nelson. Appreciate it. Okay. That's our buddy Nelson up in Jasper listening to us on 107.5 FM, News Talk 107.5. That's a Scott James station. And of course, hello to the folks up in Valdosta tonight, 92.1 listening to us up there. And, always happy to get the responses I get from the railroad workers up there and the security folks that work at Valdosta State University. I believe they call themselves Public Safety. And the fire department up there, as well as Moody Air Force Base. You get a lot of comments from there. So special shout out to all you guys tonight up there in Valdosta and Jasper, and we appreciate you very much. Now, again, I'm going to read this as I've got it. This is breaking now. We don't know what it is yet. An unexplained incident has happened in the Gulf of Oman. Now, that's over there in the Persian Gulf where all the tankers have to go through in and out the very narrow areas there. One can only guess as to what it may or may not be, and I'm not going to do that. All vessels have been warned to use extreme caution and, if possible, to avoid the area. We will have more details once we can figure out what's going on. I am watching the wires very closely right now, and I'm also during the break coming up here before the trucker segment, I'm going to make a call to one of my contacts and see if they know anything. But it's something is going on, and again, if it has anything to do with a mine striking a ship or a ship striking another ship or the Iranian boats that came out and got too close to one of our vessels and we opened fire, maybe we sunk somebody. I mean, you can speculate any way you want, but I'm just not going to say anything definite until I find out. An unexplained incident in the Gulf of Oman. All vessels have been warned to avoid the area if possible and to use extreme caution there. So that's Iran doing something, I'm sure. Now, we got about a minute left to go here. And Little Miss Ayok, it wasn't Omar, it was Ayok. She came out and had to chime in about the situation with the census. Listen to this.
Census is a constitutionally mandated operation that we are required to implement every 10 years. It is one of the most vital and sensitive things that we do in our government. Any change to the census, any addition of a question, usually takes 5 years of a process to make sure that it is vetted, that every word has been tested, to make sure that it is effective. Because it is one of the most important things that we do. So it's not that I want to, this is not about whether or not I want to know who is a citizen in the United States or not. What I want to know is why this question was added, why 2 years have been shaved off of that 5-year process.
Why have they shaved 2 years off? Because they can, and they did. And it's not 5 years. It took 5 years in the past because of the Democrats dragging their feet. They could do that in a year. They could do that in 6 months if they wanted to. But she's not smart enough to realize what's going on. Wow. Don't get me started, right? All right, I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location station, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, big. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, we're doing a little Rooster Cruising there with Ray Carlisle, and I'll tell you what, that's a song. I had a lot of requests for that, because now that he sent that to me, and I'm able to play that with his permission, thank you, Ray Carlisle, we get a lot of requests for the truck from the truckers to do that. Now, Catwoman and Road Dog are down on Laredo, and we thank you very much for your kind comments tonight, guys, and Debbie's out in Arizona, probably roasting in the heat, because I'm going to go there with the weather here in just a second, but the Truckers Highway and Viber Report is brought to you by your favorite Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Remember, your home away from home out there is not your father's truck stop. Things are a lot different right now and a lot better in many cases. Now, the heat wave and above average high temperatures are going to linger out west, with the most intense heat shifting into the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies and Plains. Now, that's going to cause a couple of things. First of all, it's going to start melting the snow at the higher elevations. And all that water is going to be coming downstream, and you're going to have some flash flood watches in some of those mountain streams as they come down into the valleys and whatnot. So be aware of that. Also, fire weather conditions are a major concern. After a week of some really dry conditions and high heat, critical and elevated threats are in place across Arizona and New Mexico through Friday. Elevated threats are also a concern in Washington and Oregon, along with related, isolated, dry thunderstorms, which all it would take is a lightning strike, and boom, you got yourself a fire. Now, going to Arizona, from Phoenix west, you've got extremely high, hot temperatures. It's cooled off a little bit closer to the Mexican border, not quite as hot as what it was. So I-8 will have a little bit of a reprieve down there for the most part. I-10, not so much. High desert in California, still getting a lot of high heat. Out there in Las Vegas, our listeners listening to us on KKVV, howdy, howdy. You got the high heat out there. Don't need to tell you. I already know about it. And to the west, coming up I-15 out of California, once you get up in the high desert, it was 120 degrees in the middle of nowhere in the high desert of California, north of Barstow, headed to Las Vegas yesterday and the day before. Also, San Bernardino Mountains, Sierra Nevada Mountains, flood watches there. High heat warnings right now in the Hood River Valley of Oregon. Temperatures approaching 100 degrees or more. Also, the central part of Washington State, including some of the mountains there. Again, that's going to cause the snow melt to come down into those mountain streams and, you know, have that problem. Now, in Wyoming, we have a lot of flash flood watches, again, because of the warm temperatures and the melting snow and all that. And west of Denver and west of I-25, all the way from the New Mexico border to Wyoming, you've got various flood watches. You've also got one area around Salt Lake City and Ogden where you've got some flood watches right now because of the water coming down off the mountains to the north and the east. And believe it or not, George, way up there in Minnesota, and up towards Duluth in Minnesota, they've got frost warnings tonight up there. So if you want to cool down, go to Minnesota. That'll take care of it. And you've got some flood watches in the central part of Virginia and the north central part of North Carolina tonight. You've got an area of disturbed weather with some severe thunderstorms that are working their way across the Gulf of Mexico. They're just offshore up there in the Tallahassee area, and some of you listeners up there in the Big Bend area, especially those of you listening to us in Jasper, you're probably going to get some thunderstorms during the course of the night. It's already missed you folks in Panama Beach, I think, although it's not very far away. And it looks like as if, you might get some in Valdosta, too. So there you go. And then, of course, we've got some situations going on up and down the East Coast right now. And what are you showing me, Debbie? Cooking something here? Oh, okay, I got it. All right, and Debbie out in Arizona is showing me it's hot enough to cook food on the sidewalk. And again, for all you folks that are out there tonight, you truckers, let me tell you something. And everybody that's working, that maybe you want to go grab something to eat, or maybe you want to just stop by and have a converse and maybe talk to some like-minded people and whatnot. How about if there's a pilot or a Flying J in your neighborhood, how about checking them out at nighttime? Because you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Might even find a Dunkin' Donuts in one of them, too. And they're all top shelf. Now, the bigger facilities always have truck parking, CAT scales, TransFlow Express travel documents where you can get your permits for your oversized and your overwidth and overweight loads. Trip packs, so you can get your loads turned into your company in a timely manner and get that check that's very important. Truck washes and the bigger truck stops. There's Flying J's. Some of them have Blue Beacons not very far away and other truck washes, too. The audiobook rentals are available there. Pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union. You can get checks cashed there, too, as long as you're in their system. Public laundry is available, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, and lounges with big screen televisions for professional drivers. And it's a pretty good deal compared to the way things were back in the day when it was kind of hit or miss and you had to know where the ma and pa truck stops were to get much of anything going on. So there you go. Now, coming up, top of the hour, Ms. Rosemary is going to be back in. Now, Flag Day is Friday. That's tomorrow, not today. Today is Thursday. So tomorrow, Ms. Rosemary is going to have something interesting to say about Flag Day. I know we were talking about it earlier in the week. And coming up tonight, I think she's going to do some more shout-outs. But I'm going to do a little more shout-out because somebody wants to hear a little bit more Ray Carlisle. So here we go.
Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
All right, it's Ray Carlisle. He's Rooster Cruising with his radio. All right, and that's by popular request. We had a lot of truckers that wanted to hear that tonight. So, you know, when I can do it, and I got it, and I got permission to play it, guess what? I'm playing it. That's one of the ones I got. And most of you know what it is that I got anyway, the different songs that we mix in there. So, we're coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. I'll be back right after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine or get into the mix, here's how you do it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.